Any other research initiatives going on with locally advanced lung cancer that involve checkpoint inhibitors or anything else that you're excited about?
So there's other studies looking at different doses and fractionations of radiation with immune checkpoint inhibition. Within the energy oncology group, there is a hypofractionated design with 4 gray times 15 fractions, comparing that to the standard 2 gray times 30 fractions. Those are some questions that are being explored. There are several trials in the early stage setting following SBRT for stage 1 or 2 lung cancer, where adjuvant immune checkpoint inhibition is being added in order to prevent disease progression. Because even in those patients, there is about a 25 to 30% risk of disease progression, even in patients who present with a small 1 centimeter or 1.5 centimeter lung nodule without nodal involvement. And even in that patient population, we need to do better.
I'm sure you see a lot of patients who've been seen by other doctors, who've been treated by other radiation oncologists. Any, I'm not going to say mistakes, but things that you see people doing that, maybe you don't do or you think could be done better.
I still see a fair amount of older technique being used.
Really?
3D conformal radiation with cone downs when I see patients coming from elsewhere. I still see some people pushing the radiation dose beyond 60 gray, some people using smaller doses per fraction and dragging it out longer, which also I think is not advisable. I think it's quite clear that the standard should be 2 gray times 30, at least in the United States. So those are some of the things that I still observe. Stereotactic radiation still has not been rolled out in all places for early stage lung cancer. It's still being underutilized in the oligometastatic setting. Those are two other areas where we can do better. I think that the last point is maybe just a difference in how we practice. We just, as I said earlier, use relatively little preoperative chemo radiation, and to a degree, that's historical. There's no data to say that you can absolutely not do that or that's absolutely a worse approach. It's just not been our approach.
You've mentioned a couple of times now treating oligomets. What are some of the sites that you treat and some of the sites that you're most successful with?
In our department, we actually have subspecialized services for that.
Wow.
We have a service for metastatic disease. We have a spine service for spine SBRT, led by Dr. Yamada. We have a CNS team that treats all the brain SRS. So we really split it up amongst ourselves. I obviously do the lung SBRT, also for oligometastatic disease from other primary histologies that has spread to the lung. So I treat some of these, but not all of these patients.
Any comments on treating adrenal mets? How often do you do it? What kind of success do you have with it?
We do, and I have treated them myself as well. Sometimes our GI colleagues treat some of those. They can be treated with image-guided or stereotactic techniques. We usually treat them in 3 to 5 treatments. I think it's important in that area to pay attention to the bowel very closely because that is probably the one organ that can see some severe toxicity if one is not careful. So it's important to delineate the bowel very carefully and make sure that that stays within clear and strict constraints to avoid perforations or bleeding or severe toxicities. But it can be very successfully used and save the patient from having to undergo an adrenalectomy.